Hello and good morning. You're listening to the Student Special Hour. My name is Lucy, and thanks for listening this morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9, coming to you from the unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. We've got a great show coming up for you today. We've got Hala coming in from CITR and from REC. She's going to be talking to us about some of the experiences. She's saying no, none of that. It's all a lie. No, she's going to be talking about some of her experiences as a student on campus. We're just going to be chatting it up a little bit, as well as talking about some upcoming events through the Science Undergrad Society and Pride UBC, and some CITR exciting events coming up as well. So stay tuned. You're listening to CITR 101.9. This is Hannah Georges with Thick Skin.
Come on down and pay visit to the circle.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9. This morning I'm joined by Hala.
Hello.
How's it going?
Super well.
Super well. Good stuff. And so so explain a little bit about what you do here at CITR.
I am the new media director on the student exec. So I run all of the Instagram and the Facebook and the Twitter, and I write blog posts. And then on a larger scale, I help run events with the rest of the exec.
Well, that's super cool. I already knew that, but
well,
but I like to pretend so I can feel like it's a new experience every time.
Totally.
So you probably have seen some of Hala's stuff somewhere out and about around the CITR Facebook page or Instagram, and so now you get to hear the voice that goes with it.
True, the voice behind the magic.
The voice behind the magic, exactly, yeah. Exactly. And one of the events that we're running on the Student Executive is coming up pretty soon. It's going to be next Thursday. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, so this upcoming Thursday, we are hosting our Fun Drive kickoff event. So 7 p.m. at the pit. The pot. At the pit. We're hosting live bands, and there's going to be a raffle for some sweet prizes, honestly.
Some pretty sweet. We got block party tickets.
Oh, really? We got those.
Yeah, 100% nice. Block party tickets. So we don't even know what's going on for block party yet, but we've got the tickets for you that you can buy raffle tickets and win a variety of prizes, but that's probably one of our, like, top shelf. We've got stuff from the Varsity Outdoor Club, from Improv, from Film Sock, tons of different things, and there's going to be discounted entrance fee for all of those groups as well, only $3.
Yeah, and if you happen to not be a part of that group, it's still only $5.
It's still only $5. It's not like a big deal. And we actually have a band that we're going to be, well, a couple bands that we're going to be playing throughout the show that are affiliated with this big thing that's happening over the next, or not over the next week, starting Thursday to the Thursday after, February 26th to March 4th. And so we're going to be talking a little bit more about Fun Drive and all the fun there is to have during Fun Drive. All right, so CITR Student Executive, you're pretty much, I think, brand new. I think this would be about like 6 weeks, Mark. I think we just got over your probation period.
Yeah, totally.
Just got over the heavy hazing that we do.
Yeah.
That involves craft beer and
toonies.
Punk, yeah, punk rock music. I don't know. We don't have that, so I made it up. But how has your experience so far been in the student exec?
You know what? I've loved it. I've really found sort of my place within the executive. I felt quite often last year especially that I didn't really have like a club or like a group on campus. Now I really feel like I belong, which sounds like incredibly cheesy, but it's true.
It's sweet, it's though. True. It's so good to hear that sort of. That's exactly how I experienced the student executive when I first started. And it was just like, oh, right, I don't have to wander around like a lost puppy around campus, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
When you like have that like that awkward break and there's no one hanging around or none of your friends are around, you actually have somewhere to go. And there's some sort of sense of community and everyone's always saying hi. And it's always a good time.
Yeah. And, you know, I knew Eric a little bit, Eric, the president, a little bit before I joined the exec. So he was the one that kind of like encouraged me to be part of this community. And so he was really sort of my like transitional element to this like group of people. So, I've just really felt from the beginning that I really just sort of fit in here.
Yeah, that's so sweet. And it's sweet to know that people have been bringing people in from other parts of their lives. I feel like there's sort of this idea that you know that if someone is going to fit in with the CITR community, I mean, everyone could technically fit in, but there's a lot of people who like find that the puzzle pieces just fit when they come back, when they come over here and hang out. So, yeah, so I guess this is a little bit of shameless advertising, but if anyone's interested in being part of the student executive, I think they're going to be hiring soon.
Yeah.
Well, hiring for volunteer positions. But yeah, hiring pretty soon, and you can hang out with Hala next year. I would love to hang out with you too, but I'm probably going to be Rod, so we will have some Skype sessions or something. No, that's likely not going to happen. But yeah, come hang out with a student executive, or if at the very least, come and visit our, or come and join us at the Fun Drive kickoff on Thursday at the Pit, $5, $3 for certain clubs. There's almost no reason why you shouldn't go.
We haven't said which bands are playing.
Right, of course. Of course. Well, this segues very nicely because we're going to play one of them right now. But there's three bands that are going to be playing. Do you want to tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah, so we are featuring Strumpets. So they are pretty much a brand new band on campus. They're composed of a whole bunch of my closest friends. And so they're a bunch of really cool guys. And
And there's Peach Pit, who is also a UBC band, self-proclaimed sad bubblegum rock, I think.
Nice.
Not really sure what that means, but I love it already. And then the one that we're going to be playing right now is Melt. And they're a sweet, sweet group. I think there's four of them, and they're just, maybe, now
they're kind of UBC famous.
They're kind of UBC famous, yeah. They're great. They were finalists in the Last Band Standing last year. They're just really incredible. They've grown so much in the last year, too. They have this incredible album or EP out that I'm just totally in love with. It's got a crazy-ass wolf on the front. So, you know, there's no losing there. And, they're just a great group. And I'm really stoked to have them on board. We had them for 24 Hours of Student Power in December for a live show. And that was really sweet. I really enjoyed them. Like, had no idea when I went to go talk to them to book them for the show, what we'd be in for. And they just put on such a killer show. And I'm really stoked to see them do the same thing but live, and for a great audience. And yeah, it's going to be sweet. It's so easy, so accessible. It's right here. It is 19 plus. So one thing. But for everyone else, for everyone 19 plus, $3, $5 for anyone else. And come out and dance with us and hang out.
Totally.
All right, so we'll be back with more information and more updates on what's going on here on campus. But before we do that, this is going to be Melt with Down Below. Fuck.
down below, take me down below. Won't you please take me down below, take me down below, take me down below.
Hello and welcome back. You are listening to CITR 101.9 and the Student Special Hour. My name's Lucy and I'm your host here, and we have Hala joining us once again. And that was Melts, Vancouver, British Columbia band, UBC affiliated, and they're super sweet, and they're going to be playing our Fun Drive kickoff in next Thursday, a week yesterday. It's going to be in the pit, and I'm so stoked. I'm going to mention about 35 more times before the end of the night. That's how excited, or before the end of the show. What time is it? Where are we? I don't even know what's going on.
Lucy, aren't you emceeing Fun
Drive? I am emceeing.
Look
this
at
is
you.
This voice is what you have to look forward to on the kickoff. It might be a lot of rambling. See, it's going to be me and Eric, Eric and I, and we're quite the ramblers. So it's going to be probably a little bit of a confusing but fun time. Which is sweet. I'm excited. I'm excited to try out the MC thing and chat with the bands and see what's up. So I think that's going to be good stuff. Speaking of events that are coming up, next week on Saturday, February 27th, from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m., the Science Undergrad Society are putting on the Centennial Gala. And it's going to be quite an event. There's lots going on. It's taking place on February 27th, and there's going to be, the dress code is black tie optional. Little excuse to dress up a little fancy, open to students of all ages, alumni, and faculty. Tickets are about $35 or discounted price for $30 if you buy two or more. And it's just going to be a bit of an experience for science students to go check out and talk to faculty and staff. And share the thoughts on the history and the future of the university. So if you're in science undergrad, or science in general, and you want to check it out, that's going to be February 27th at 5:30 p.m. in the Great Hall in the AMS Nest. And that looks like it's going to be quite the classy affair. So that's another event going on next week, next Saturday. There's lots going on campus nonstop. So, feel free to check that out. And as well, going on about that time is our Fun Drive, like we were talking about. That runs from February 25th to March 4th. And all the way through that, there's going to be lots and lots of voices on the radio, just like mine, talking and trying to entertain you so that you will come on out and call us up and donate a little bit of money to the station to help us out. To grow our cultures is our theme this year. So we want to improve training, improve the inner workings of our cultural atmosphere, I guess, in the station. And we need help from the community to help make that happen. We are an independent campus community radio station. We're a little baby radio station, and we need all the help we can get, all the love. Do you want to talk a little bit more about Fun Drive? This is your first Fun Drive, I think, right?
It is my first Fun Drive. I mean, I was a student here last year, so I know like a little bit about it, but I'm not quite as knowledgeable as you per se. But I just think it's incredibly important to like be a part of this. Like this is how we're able to do cool things like Women's Collective, Indigenous Collective, Accessibility Collective. That's how like we like create like initiatives that promote diversity here at the station. That's how we're able to have like shows like Student Special Hour. This is how like you're hearing me speak right now.
Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah, so I mean, without the support from Fun Drive, we couldn't put on things like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing, is that we have this great opportunity in radio to share a voice and to share a message with not just the UBC body, but technically speaking, internationally, since CITR.ca, you can stream pretty much anywhere. And so that's just such an incredible experience to be able to have that platform. And what's especially incredible about CITR is we have an opportunity to give an opportunity to share that platform with underrepresented voices, and particularly not just share with, but help those voices get more space on air and in our magazine Discord or on that sort of thing. So it's such an incredible space to be a part of, and I think that it's important that we do this sort of thing like Fund Drive so that we can maintain that kind of space. Because if we have to, or if we ever had to go outside for corporate investment or whatever, it would mean that we couldn't run the station in this beautiful way that we get to, and with the morals that we get to decide, and the grassroots sort of organization, the not-for-profit organization of it. Everyone here, every single person without fail does this because they absolutely love it. There's no hoodwinking. There's no, you know, there's no nothing here. We're not doing it for anything but to share our voice, and we're excited to do that. So anyways, that's coming up. February, I'm going to say it again, February 25th to March 4th. Tons of stuff going on in that week. Just tune in, even if you don't not that interested in donating. Just tune in, check it out, just listen for a bit, because there's going to be a lot of people probably being a bit silly just to get a bit of your attention. So that's just worth a listen as well. All right, so that was a lot of me talking. So I have a couple other events that I want to talk about, but before we do that, I think we're going to play another tune. So I was thinking of checking out Stefana Fertilla, sorry. Do you know anything about Stefana Fertilla?
I know she's a PhD student here, and she just did her part of her thesis.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Both of those things are accurate. She is also going to be playing at our Fun Drive finale.
I did know that.
Yes, and she's on our compilation album.
That Pop Alliance, Volume 4.
Yes, Volume 4. Look at you. You know all the things.
I do. Yeah, that's coming out for real at our finale event.
Yeah, it's going to be coming out, and they're going to be given out to a different level, or I think they're going to be given out to different levels.
I believe so. You can also buy them for $15, the actual record of it, and the album artwork is amazing. So even if you don't have a record player at home, buy it for art.
Yeah, buy it for the art.
It is really beautiful looking, so.
Yeah, fantastic, and there's going to be there's so many great artists on it, and we'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later, but there's so much great stuff on it, and the finale show is going to be a bit different this year. Usually we do a band lottery, and we mix the bands up and we make them do different band arrangements and stuff. But this year, because of the Pop Alliance, we want to give homage to those groups and give them an opportunity to show off a little bit. So we have quite a sick lineup coming up. So one of those are Stefana Fertilla, UBC student as well, and doing her PhD, master's. I just oversold.
Yeah, I think
her
I said
education.
PhD, yeah.
Yeah, it's masters. Yeah. Masters in I thought it was in music, and someone told me it was in poli sci, and now I'm very confused. So it's something, and it's at UBC, and I think she's using cross media kind of situation. And it's sweet. She did a live presentation of it the other day at CITR. It was incredible to hear. And if you want to hear more of her music, where she'll be there at the finale on March 5th.
Did we podcast her thesis?
Yes, I think we did.
Sweet. We should link that on this episode.
Yeah, well, maybe we will. See, the social media is never over.
No.
You don't sleep with the social media bug. All right, this is going to be Nero, and it's Stefana Fertilla with Nero.
Ready for your assistance soon.
And that was Stefana Fertilla with Nero. She'll be playing on March 5th at Hindenburg. No, it's 5th.
It is the 5th.
It is the 5th. It's the Friday. It's the day after Fun Drive because we need an opportunity to count our monies evilly and laugh in a corner. No, I'm just kidding. We do, but we need some time to count, and sort of everyone needs a good night's sleep before we have the finale. So it's quite a week. We run all the way from 25th of February to the 5th of March is the finale, even though Fun Drive ends on the 4th.
Totally.
So that's an opportunity to, when we say we've made our goal this year is $40,000, and say by the fifth, we feel like we've only made $37,000 or whatever, we usually will kick that last bit on the finale. We'll help with that. So because we've got usually silent auction, tons of great bands, lots of fun stuff going on. So that one's always such a sweet, sweet, sweet night. And so both of these events are great opportunities to get out and support local music and support your local campus community radio station, and just some really cool opportunities to hang out in February and March. So keep your eyes and ears open for everything that's going on around CITR. All right, so before when Hala wanted to come on the show, she said, "Well, I can talk about my I can talk about my ultimate frisbee team or something."
Yeah, that was my big pitch to you.
Yeah,
you're like, "What are you doing on campus?" And I'm like, "Well, I play ultimate." So
basically, this is super newsworthy, and I genuinely was very curious. Actually, I know it sounds a bit to you, it might sound a bit silly, but I was intrigued on what your experience has been in the ultimate frisbee world.
In general or at UBC?
Oh wow. Are you going to weave a tale for us?
I could weave a tale.
Okay.
I started playing ultimate when I was in the ninth grade. I'm from Winnipeg, so back home. And the season there is so short because it snows so much and it gets so cold that you can really only play for about a month in the fall, or 2 months maybe, and then sort of a month in the spring. So coming here was quite a treat because you can just play for so much longer. So I did that for quite a while, and then when I came here at the start of second year, so the start of this year, I decided to make a team. So I found two people that I knew wanted to be on the team, and then I went to the rec meeting for free agents, and I literally just poached all of these players I had never met before. They were like, maybe I want to play ultimate, and I'm like, great, give me your email and your student number, and I'll put you on my team. So it was a bunch of people I'd never met before, and we're amazing. It's so fun. It's so fun. We're called Disc Kidding, which I love as a name, and we pretty much lose every game, but we have so much fun together. And now we're sort of this crew. We've played two semesters together, and I mean, we're not exclusive in any way, and I accept people of all skill levels and experiences. I've played quite a lot of ultimate, but a lot of people on my team have never played before, and I taught them how to throw a forehand and taught them how to play ultimate, basically. So That's been really, really rewarding. And just like the sense of like really getting people together has been very rewarding as well. And just on a personal level, like it's really helped develop my like organizational skills. Running a team is way harder than you think it would be. Like doing all of like sort of the menial work, like collecting fees and signing your team up and sending out weekly emails. It's a big deal.
But absolutely. A lot of responsibility. It's like your little your little clan now. You know, yeah. You got to take care of your flock.
Totally. I'm team mom. Team mom. So, I mean, we have a great time together and we like don't play very we're not very hardcore about it. We're very much like just for fun and kind of just to promote like learning ultimate, basically, to kind of promote the idea that it's not just like a beach sport.
Absolutely.
It's like my ideal. So.
Yeah, and that like it you do you play like rain or wind or
sun? If we play on turf, so normally we play actually in the UBC stadium, like the Thunderbird Stadium. So that's a turf field. So you can play during the rain on that field because your cleats won't wreck it. But if we play on a grass field, then you can't play in the rain because your cleats will tear up the field and it's really hard to repair. So because of all the construction that's going on around the baseball diamond, we only play in the stadium. So we play in, you know, minus 10 and raining, and quite often we play late at night. Like 10 p.m., 11 p.m. games.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, so, which is a huge contrast to last semester when we played at like 11 a.m.
Right, and this is all on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Usually on Sundays.
Yeah. 11 p.m., and you're that committed. Your team comes out.
Yeah, totally. You know what? My team loves it.
That's
so
great.
So, I mean, we're all kind of like, it's the end of our weekend. It's a nice way to sort of cap off the week, I think. I really, really look forward to seeing my team. We haven't had games for 2 weeks now because of
reading break,
and there was something the week before,
family day weekend,
I think.
Yeah.
They canceled them, so I haven't seen them for 2 weeks, and I'm so excited for this, not this Sunday but the upcoming Sunday when we play again.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah. And that's so great to hear you're having such a positive experience with your team. And mm-hmm. I love this idea that you're not taking anything quite too seriously. There's a little bit of relaxed nature of it, because that's
tongue
what
in
all
cheek, yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of what the intramurals are all about at Rec. They're about just getting people out there and getting people to take a shot and just do things. So it's sweet that you could kind of take advantage of the vulnerability of these poor ultimate wannabes, is for lack of a better word, and made a team out of it. Sweet.
Yeah, and you know, it's so cheap to play with Rec that it's like totally worth it. Like my team has, I think, 15 people or so on it, and it's $7 a person.
Oh, geez.
Or something,
yeah,
really low like that. So, I mean, even if you, like, don't love it, I mean, for $7, come out and toss a disc a little bit. Like,
yeah.
Totally worth it.
Yeah, exactly. Get some fresh air. Get mm-hmm. outside. Yeah, absolutely. So that's going on, too. I mean, there's such facets of UBC that we don't even know. That it's such little corners. One thing that I have been doing in my position as student programming coordinator is trying to contact all the clubs. And that is a much more difficult task than you'd imagine, because there is way too many. Well, not too many, but there's a lot. And so contacting all of them is such a struggle. But it's sweet to know that probably if you can think of it, we likely have a club for it. So that's great. That's one of the great experiences at UBC, and finding your space. And we found CITR, and we you know, always encourage people to join, but you know, everyone has their space, and I definitely encourage everyone to go try and find a space.
Yeah, and the great thing about me coaching the team is that I've never coached a team before. I've never been captain of a team before, and they were just like, great, you want a team? Here you go.
Yeah.
So just to be able to like have that position is really cool, I think, to be able to have sort of that like little bit of power and that experience is really cool as well.
Absolutely. That sounds fantastic. And so we were just throwing back a little bit to what we were talking about before, the Fun Drive kickoff. You wanted to show something that you have kind of you have a personal relationship with one of the bands, and tell me a little bit about this tune that you're going to play.
Yeah, so this is a song called Ode to Complacency, and it's by this guy I'm really close friends with named Gabe O'Connell, who is one of the guitarists in Strumpets, who will be playing at the Fun Drive kickoff next Thursday, February 25th at the Pit.
Oh,
and
okay.
This is a song that he wrote with one other girl. It's a band called Lush Rimba.
Okay, we just got a phone call. I'm going to see if I can answer it before
totally.
We do this. I'm not really sure my skills on the phone situation, though. Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Good. What show am I listening to right now?
The Student Special Hour.
Okay, awesome. It's killer. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much. It's so great to hear from you.
I'm loving it. Hey, what's the difference between a cow and tragedy?
I'm not sure. Let me know. What's the difference?
You ever see Bono milk a cow? Hey, see ya.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in. That was sweet. That's the first time I've ever answered the phone, and it was awesome, so I'm definitely going to do that more.
That was so unexpected.
Thank you so much for tuning in. That was so great to hear from them. So anyone who is tuning in recently, this is the Student Special Hour with Hala and Lucy, and it's every Friday morning from 10 to 11, and I am so pumped because now I know I at least have one listener. That's so exciting. So we're going to play a tune for you so I can get over my absolute giddiness from that experience there. So repeat the name of the tune one more time.
Ode to Complacency by Lush Rimbaugh.
Okay, fantastic. Throw it on.
Dust on the bookcase, dust on the man she loves, dust on the ring around her mattress, it sings out in the morning, it sings out in the stones rest on the color palette, stones weigh down walls, stones block the entrance of thoughts to worlds, of thoughts to worlds. Words gather in a throw, stones stop me. Three strikes for morning, three strikes for afternoon, three strikes for night, three strikes for night, three strikes for night. Sweet girl, she
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to the Student Special Hour with Lucy, and Hala today has joined me in studio. And do you want to tell us a little bit more about that song that we just heard?
Yeah, so that was called Ode to Complacency. It's by Lush Rimbaugh, a duo from Denver, Colorado, off of their album Stone Sanctuary. So they have a little description of their band, and I want to read it just because it's a cool little phrase. Garbage punch from kids with dreams.
Oh, lovely.
Is their band description. So I'm not entirely sure of the meaning behind that one, but I mean, I would check them out. They're on Bandcamp, and they have some cool cover art and some cool graphics on here, so definitely check them out.
Absolutely, yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
I just want to talk about Strumpets again. So.
We're just all so excited.
We're really keyed up. So Gabe O'Connell, who did the music in this song, is one of the members of Strumpets, and Strumpets will be playing at...
The Shindig kickoff. I forgot
not
what
shindig.
I was saying. Fun Drive, that other thing. I was like multitasking and it's just not my strong suit. I'm going to try that again.
Strumpets will be playing at?
Fun Drive kickoff.
Along with?
Melt and, I feel like I'm being tested, Melt and Peach Pit.
Good job,
there
Lucy.
We got it at the end. That was mildly stressful. It's going to be a very sweet show here at the Pit. I think we're starting off at about 7 o'clock, and there's going to be raffles and bands, and there's going to be a DJ in some capacity filling those spaces, and yeah, it's going to be sweet. There's going to be a drink special of some form. We're not sure what it's going to be. We're hoping, what was the one that we were hoping for?
PBR?
Yeah, we were hoping for some sort of word pun. We're working on the word pun. We basically just thought PBR was an easy one because radio people like beer. And then as well on our Fun Drive, wow, I keep wanting to say Shindig. Shindig is over. Fun Drive finale, we're going to be playing Stefana. Well, there's going to be a huge, huge lineup. So it starts, I don't know what the order is at this point, but there's six bands playing. And starting what looks like with Morning Coop, with Stefana Fertilla, Late Spring, who are the finalists in Shindig, they were the winners this year, so that's going to be sweet. Aura Kogan, Ace Martins, who happens to have a member of the CITR staff involved, Jerk Jails, and Cult Babies, as well as CITR DJs and an amazing silent auction. And that one's going to be tickets $10 online and $12 at the door. Bands start at 9 p.m. Nice Friday night. You don't have to show up at 9 p.m. by any means. There's lots going to be going on into the wee hours of the morning. And that's going to be at the Hindenburg, which is our classic CITR venue. We love the Hindenburg. It's got a kind of seedy, not seedy, kind of interesting history and a lot of interesting vibes to it, and it fits with CITR quite well. So that's going to be really great show as well. And that's going to be the release of the Pop Alliance Volume 3. And so that's going to be showing off all the bands, showing what they're doing, and then also selling this fantastic album. So what do you think you're most excited for on the finale or in Fun Drive in general?
Ooh, I'm excited to be on people's shows. I think that, especially, I think we're trying to get a bit of a crew together
for this one next week.
So I'm definitely going to be a part of that and probably a couple other shows as well. And then, of course, I'm really excited to see sort of the unveiling of the Pop Alliance compilation Volume 4 with Mint Records.
Yes.
So I'm really excited to see sort of that, how that is all like going to unfold.
Yeah, it's going to be a really, really good time. And I'm excited, too. This is going to be... I've been involved with CITR for about 4 years, but this is my first Fun Drive show. I've very skillfully avoided Fun Drive. I'm a little worried about the phone situation, and I'm a little worried about the talking at people for an hour situation. But both things I've been doing that was my first phone call. But the talking at people I've been doing for a little while now, I'm getting more comfortable. So I'm quite excited to give it a shot and try out what it's like to be on the air and try to check out the Fun Drive thing. It's supposed to be fun, ergo Fun Drive, fundraising Fun Drive. And so it's going to be a good time. We've got so many good prizes lined up for everybody. There's no losing in being a part of Fun Drive. We've got, even at the very minimal, if the show that you're chatting with or want to donate to is not giving away more prizes, you also can... you also can get CITR swag. So we've got tote bags, growlers, CITR notebooks, and yeah, so it's going to be great. And I think hoodies in some capacity as well, and the Pop Alliance. And you can also get a playlist, a 10 playlist song playlist, sorry, what am I saying, and a shout out, and like all sorts of different things. So if you've got that radio hankering and you want to be a part of something very cool, just tune in that week and check it out and see what's going on, because there's going to be some really interesting stuff going on. We're so excited to share CITR with everyone and share how cool we think it is. So we're going to be growing our cultures next week for Fun Drive. And next week, Friday 10 to 11, there's going to be our show. And the student executive will be here, hopefully, a good chunk of them. We're going to roll them out of bed right after the Fun Drive kickoff, and because it's going to be a late night and a relatively early morning. And we'll just come in here, and possibly a little groggy, and entertain you folks for a little while. And help kick off Fun Drive. So, so that's going to be going on. So I think I'm going to play a Cult Baby song. We're going to be playing on the finale. Unless you have something else to share about Fun Drive, or how are your feelings, thoughts, feelings, hopes, and dreams?
I'm excited. Well, my hopes and dreams, that's a big question, Lucy. You know what? I'm just really excited to actually be a part of it, because I sort of like observed from afar previously. So now that I like get to be a part of this, I'm just hyped up.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good time. It's a lot of like camaraderie. We do phone shifts, and we're big goons for about a week, and it's worth the adventure, coming along for the ride.
Are we looking for help for phone shifts?
Yeah, if you're part, well, it's for members, but becoming a member is not hard at all. Come to our station any day of the week at noon and see one of our shining faces. One of the student executive will be here, just asked to do a tour, and you can become a member. It's super, super easy. $10 for students, $35 or $30 for community members, and you have access to all our equipment, all of our trainings and workshops. We got some really great workshops happening, and lots of other great opportunities as well. So if you want to become a member, and if you're already a member, then you can sign up for some phone shifts. Check your email. I bet you have an email saying, hey, kind of bothering you to sign up for some phone shifts. And those are really easy and really good fun. You pair it up with someone else, whoever else has signed up for that time, and you just sit around. And I think it's going to be particularly good this year because of the space that we're in. So we've got opportunity with the window to have open communication between the people on the phone shifts and the person in the studio. So before, we'd have a full, we'd have like a runner because of the shape of our studio previously. We had to go have someone keep running back and forth around the studio trying to show the programmer what is going on. Like, oh, this is our updated total, or someone just donated or whatever. Where it's going to be really fun now to have this open, beautiful window, and also the window out into the sub and being broadcasted in the sub. So now we can go bother people who are sitting in the sub trying to eat their lunch and go ask them if they want to help us out a little bit. So that's going to be sweet. The space is really going to change it around this year. So I think that's going to be really cool. All right, so before you get sick and tired of me chatting at you, we're going to play a Cult Baby song. This is Cult Babies with Off to See the Lizard.
Thank you.
Hello, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9. And so we're just finishing up here on the Student Special Hour. So we're going to be just finishing off here. If anyone's heard about the Pride Collective flag burning that happened last week, I think it was, we're going to be doing a bit of a, they're going to be doing a march. They rescheduled it now to Friday, February 26th from 3 to 5 p.m. So it's an opportunity for all those people who were supporting them through that experience to come out and support each other through a very positive and very very uniting experience. And there will potentially be a second flag raising. They're still not sure what's going to be going on with that. There's possibilities of kind of logistics around that, but that's hopefully what's going to be happening. So Friday, February 26th from 3 to 5 p.m. So as well, we've got a couple more events going on through this. There's an event going on through the SASC called Race, Racism, and Sexualized Violence Workshop going on Thursday, February 25th from 5 to 7. And that is going to be in the old sub ballroom. If you want more information about that, you go to SASC. And as well, there's going to be a stage reading of Alice Sit by the Fire and the AMSNS performance stage. Performance space from February 24th and February 25th. So that's a busy couple of days that's going to be going on. So do you want to just wrap us up, Hala? What has been going on? What have we been talking about? Fun Drive, kickoff and finale and all in between.
Yeah, so we've been talking about the Fun Drive kickoff finale, which is happening next Thursday, February 25th, 7 p.m. at the Pit. $3 if you're part of our clubs, which you can find on the Facebook event. $5 if you happen to not be a part of any of those clubs. There's going to be live bands. Strumpets, Peach Pit, and Melt are playing. Lucy is emceeing the event. There's going to be a raffle for some sweet prizes. There's going to be a drink special. Bring your ID with you, obviously, because it's at the Pit.
19 plus.
Yeah. And then March 5th, we're hosting the finale, so that's at the Hindenburg. And we are also going to be having a whole bunch of live bands there, including a lot of the people that are featured on our Pop Alliance compilation CD that we released with Mint Records. That's like the big unveiling of that record. So I'm super excited about that. The album artwork is amazing. The songs are amazing. So come out for that as well.
Yeah, sweet. So lots of great stuff coming up and happening for Fun Drive. And as well, next week from Friday from 10 to 11, there's going to be another sweet show coming up for Fun Drive. So tune in. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Student Special Hour. Next up, we have Nelly with the Cat's Pajamas. And before that, a couple of advertisements. Thanks so much.
Boost your resume by studying abroad and get that dream job. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Thursday, February 25th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Vancouver Convention Center, East Ballroom. Admission is free. Come early at 2 p.m. to listen to our feature seminar on scholarships and how to find them. For more information, check studyandgoabroad.com.
That's it, folks. Shindig 2015 is over. After long months of fierce competition, great tunes, and mad skills, late spring came out victorious, becoming the official 32nd winner of Shindig. A big thank you goes out to all the bands who played, giving us a taste of their creative worlds, all the judges who made the competition possible, and to our sponsors for all their support. AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Discorder Magazine, Fader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Six Cent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Minuteman Press, Band Merch Canada, and Blue Light Studios. And of course, to all of you who came out and shared the evenings with us. See you all again next year.